Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
See, that would break me.
That's when I snap the
yeah,
the
babe, it's all a ruse.
Yeah.
It's all a ruse, babe. It's all a ruse. I'm sorry.
Because I know she's going to go upstairs and pray.
Yeah.
I know she's going straight upstairs to pray.
Candles lit. Guys, as you can see, we are in the mood. We are in the festive period. We've got the little hats on, personalized and all of them things there.
Come and sit on my knee.
Sorry. Who?
Anyone. No one in here. Was Rem freed up?
Yeah. Obviously, festive gang. I went with the Christmas tree effect.
Safe. Yuck. No, that's safe. Yuck.
Yeah, man.
No. First of all, you're not allowed to rock up wearing green and be like, I went for the Christmas tree effect. You're wearing a Mickey fucking jumper that you already own. These men actually pulled up in Christmas shit.
Yeah, if this is Christmassy,
no,
bro.
No, it's not Christmassy.
It's Christmassy.
Neither of us pulled up in Christmas jumpers, and we have to own that and respect it that these men did. You can't put yourself in and be like, I did this, gang, whatever, James. You didn't do good enough to be part of these man thing.
You finished?
Yeah.
Cool. Who got the hats?
Cool. Who? I'm not even gonna say it.
Next.
You're lucky.
Next.
Right, you're lucky.
Next.
You're lucky.
Next.
Carry on.
Guys, the IG question of this week was funniest and wildest Christmas stories. We have a few.
Well, gang.
My sister's boyfriend pretended to play Grinch, stole everything, and never came back. Just never came back.
He's just a thief.
He needed something for Christmas.
I'm playing Grinch.
He probably had another family. Stole all their shit to give to them.
Another family stuff is crazy.
It is.
My sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, all right.
That's crazy. All right, next. I had a seizure and was in hospital. The presents that year were so good. Man had a seizure from excitement. I can't tell the doctor what happened.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it's the other way around.
What do you mean?
I had a seizure, ended up in hospital, and because I was in hospital, everyone gave me good presents.
That's what I thought.
Oh, no, I thought,
you thought they had a seizure because the presents were so good?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the way my brain digested
it. Nah, bro. That's insane.
Yeah, that's how I hope it went down. If you wrote this, please tell me that's how it went down. Because that's how I'm hoping it went down.
Oh my days.
I gave birth 4 days before Christmas. On the day of, my mum left my dad and my brother's wife stole my money.
What?
Crazy.
Where how's your brother's wife getting at your money?
Bro, my brother's wife stole my money. It's crazy.
And my mum left my dad.
That's crazy.
And I've got this ute.
I just gave birth.
Yeah, 4 days before Christmas.
Surround me.
Wow.
All I need is my family with me. Huh. My mum's side piece's wife, kids and grandchildren came to collect him from her house on Christmas Day. I'm gonna read that again.
Please do.
My mum's side piece's wife, kids and grandchildren came to collect him from her house on Christmas Day.
My mum's side piece's wife,
kids and grandchildren came to get him from their yard on Christmas Day.
He had grandchildren.
It's
on her doorstep on Christmas Day.
Bonkers, bro. That's wild. Came to collect his wife.
Three generations of people came to collect this deadbeat man from his sighting's yard.
Yep.
On Christmas Day.
Yep.
And just said, Granda, please
come home.
Facts.
Come home. We need sight.
It's
science.
Christmas.
We're meant to be joyful.
Oh, a man had to just get dressed and be like, fuck. Come on then, innit? Come on.
Bro, it's crazy.
That's dark.
It is dark.
She would have felt like such a piece of subhuman.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, bro.
Just a flannel. Wow.
My 90-year-old nan threw up over my sister's new boyfriend after one glass of fizz.
This is why we don't do boyfriends, girlfriends at Christmas. Because Christmas shows the worst of, of your family.
Yeah, because everyone's joyful and active. We don't care what's around
us. And then everyone in the family just understands what dickhead everyone else is. So you don't invite a boyfriend or a girlfriend over for Christmas.
It's long.
God.
I told my dad I wanted a bike and he bought one for my brother. I ran away for an hour.
Yeah. That's Jack Joseph. Yeah. What kind of dad does that?
Bro, that's...
What kind of sick dad does that?
He's playing games with his youths. Games.
That's for a bike he gave him to my brother.
That's...
Yeah. Running away is it. Facts. Yeah, and
for an hour.
Christmas Day is freezing. Yeah. It's freezing. To come back. Christmas Day.
Had to come back. My parents divorcing. It's funny because it's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh my God.
My family individually came up to me to tell me, please, not to ruin Christmas this year. Can you imagine how much of a lowlife you must be? That everyone in your family is coming up to you saying, please, please, not this year. Not this year. Please. And you're just there like, bro, what do I do every year?
That's when I'd run away.
Yeah.
That's when I'd run away.
Yeah.
I can't have more than one say that to me either.
Yeah, you man don't love me. And you don't care if I'm around. It's a Kevin McAllister thing all over.
Yeah, facts. And you don't want me to be myself.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not ruining anything.
Are you man not my family?
Facts.
My brother-in-law called my mum a different name. And that's how the Grinch stole the Christmas. Peak.
Damn.
Peak. I found out on Christmas Day that my best friend was my father's mistress.
Why is it all coming out on Christmas Day? People get relaxed and joyful.
Relaxed and joyful.
Yeah,
and
he's squeezed on it.
Let's run it back on New Year's.
Come and give me that present.
Let's run it back on New Year's.
Yeah, give me that box of gifts.
But Steve, full of the holiday spirit, proposed to Martha on Christmas. Oh, by the Christmas tree, sorry. She looked at the ring, then at him, and sighed. You know I hate surprises. Can't we just enjoy the holidays without complicating things? It ended in a silent agreement to focus on unwrapping gifts instead. You know I hate surprises. I'm trying to propose.
I want
to
marry you.
And you know I hate surprises.
Why are you complicating Christmas?
Why
are you complicating Christmas?
It's peak, man. It's peak. One time back in 2011, I had an aunt gift my uncle an iPad. But when he turned on the iPad, it was full of pictures, videos, and screenshots of all his lucid affairs with women. She was 6 months pregnant at the time when this happened. Yeah, boy.
People love theatrics, don't
they?
They do. Tell me you caught me.
Facts.
What's all this opening iPad scrolling through? Cheat,
bro. Facts.
Oh, God.
Right. I came from a family of six. One year, my brother, 6 or 7 at the time, only got a gift from my dad because he said the rest of us didn't earn it. The room was silent for the next hour. The rest of us didn't earn it. A Christmas present, bro. 6 or 7 at the time. It's given Fu had Toys R Us.
Yeah. You didn't earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I don't really know. There has to come a point where a dad isn't allowed to be your dad anymore.
You're just a man in the yard.
Yeah. You're just a nigger in the house.
Yeah, facts.
Who are you?
Running up the electric bill.
Damn. And there'd have to come a time where, like, you realize no one in this yard likes you.
Mm.
When you're the dad and you're trying to do up like harsh punishments and like all this kind of stuff, there's a point where it gets too far where your woman's like, you're actually a piece of shit. Mm. And your kids are like, I hate this guy.
It's tough, man. It is tough.
And that's when the drinking starts.
Facts. The drinking and the truth starts. The drinking and the truth starts. All right, last one. Funniest/weirdest Christmas story. Every Christmas, we gather as a whole extended family at my cousin's place. Normally just family come, but on one fateful Christmas, 2 outsiders come, a couple of South American girls' friends, with one of our cousin's girls and at first glance, they look like a couple of tens.
I was going to say, you've lost me at South America.
Yeah, they look like a couple of tens. So me and a few of the boys were about to go ham.
Let me land.
None of us succeeded, except for the eldest of the cousins, and he sneaks off into the back room with her. 5 to 10 minutes later, he comes back white as a ghost.
I know where this is going.
In which I said, how was it? But quick by your standards, eh? And he replied, a bit quick by your standards, eh? And he replied, let's just say Miss Venezuela is actually Mr. Venezuela. We didn't see or hear from him for the 3 weeks following.
Of course. He was in the bath.
Damn.
He was in the bath.
Damn.
Oh.
Washing his sins away.
So jarring.
Christmas is meant to be joyful, you know? And this is what these men are on.
Bro, there's too much pressure at Christmas,
there
man.
There is
That's
way
what
too much
is.
Pressure at Christmas.
There's way too much pressure. Tree has to go up on December 1st. Like, house has to be the brightest. Everyone has to be the happiest. You have to get the most gifts. You have to do this. Bro, too much pressure.
I'm seeing so much eccentric Christmas lights this year. Not even just in, like, on road. I'm saying on socials. Like, people are just going too... Like, do you not care about your electric bill?
Facts.
Do you not care about your electric
bill? I'm sure I saw a thing with Kim Kardashian's yard. Looked like outside. The hallway had, like... 10 different Christmas trees covered in dusty snow shit, and Jesus. The floor was covered in fake snow and shit. And just like, brother, let me live in my yard. Christmas is so much pressure.
Yeah.
But it is Christmas Day today.
It is Christmas Day
today.
Let's
so
be
guys,
joyful.
Merry Christmas.
Facts.
Thank you for coming back.
Facts.
If you're actually watching this on Christmas Day, we fucks with you.
Yeah, you're a real one. You're really a real one, man. Hope you lot have got all your family gathered around watching this or listening
to
this.
Actually, let's make it a thing, guys. So sit down, kids. Listen close.
Sit on daddy's lap.
Yeah! Oh, no, because we said kids and then it's lap.
I was waiting for that.
Let's reel it back up, man. Flip's sake.
Reel it back. Reel it back.
God.
I mean, kids do sit on Santa's lap.
I mean,
you're making it worse.
Yeah. Cool. This
is Lord.
Yeah, say less.
Anyway. Merry Christmas. I hope you guys had good gifts.
Yes, sir. No drama, no beef.
Just vibes, man.
Yeah,
man. I'm going to be in the kitchen cooking shit up.
Same.
I made last year. This rib roast. But I wanted to do it. I seen it on TikTok and it had like a gochujang glaze on it.
Okay.
And it was banging.
A roast rib.
Roast, three rib, like tomahawk roast.
Okay.
With like a gochujang like marinade. Couldn't find gochujang at the time. So I found this like chili jam thing.
Yeah.
It's delicious. But when I say that jam burnt.
Oh, really?
Oh, burnt on the...
Yeah, burnt. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, my house was smoking, bro.
I'm not surprised.
Tastes delicious.
Yeah.
The yard was smoking.
Oh, damn.
It tainted all the potatoes, all the greens. The whole bitch was smoked out. It was jarring. Damn. So this year, I'm going to take it a little bit easier. I think I'm doing fillet of beef.
Okay. Nice.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm going to cook a fillet in God. I don't think I've cooked a fillet ever.
Really?
Yeah. I always tend to go for sirloin or ribeye.
Fair. But anyway, guys... If you're feeling very, very generous, very, very festive, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes,
over there, you will find Christmas episodes, non-Christmas episodes, old episodes, new episodes,
facts.
Kind episodes, mean episodes,
facts.
Grumpy episodes, sleepy episodes, as well as an entire community of babies that are just ready to chat away and exchange lots of lovely gifts, I guess.
Facts.
If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to this channel. If you're listening on any audio platform, the best gift you could ever give us is a 5-star review.
Come on.
It means a lot to us. It means the world. It actually allows the algo to be like, these guys are cool with me, man.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm gonna let them slide into the next person's phone, device, whatever. I'm really not on form today. I'm just chatting. I'm realizing that I'm chatting.
That sounds good.
You're good, bro.
You sure?
Yeah, bro.
You got sure?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that?
Yeah, good, bro.
Sounds you did
good,
miss bro. The £3 a month, 10p a day by late slide.
Oh, snap. That's why I'm feeling off. Yeah. Killed, bro. Shits and gigs. /shits and gigs.
That's my rewind.
Do it again.
No. Don't embarrass me the second time.
Do it again. /shits and gigs. £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the pizza SNG and become a patron for life.
Is there?
Okay. I don't know if you had told you, man, but this is going to be our last top five.
Oh.
It was getting embarrassing.
No, it wasn't.
That's what Fuad said. Basically, me and Fuad were hanging out privately, and he was like, it's actually getting embarrassing, and we need to switch it up because the fans just aren't engaging because they know where the crown lies.
Mm.
So, this, this is going to be our last top five. I can't even look at Rem. This is going to be our last top five. And and then in the new year, we got some new stuff. I don't know what it is, but apparently we got some new stuff.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Let's bury the hatchet. Mm. The score is
15.
11?
11.
5.
Cool.
Fair play.
Yeah, guys, like James said, this is going to be the last top five ever. Next year, we're going to run it back with a new and improved game that will challenge everyone in the studio, outside of the studio. And I can't wait. I know I'm still going to be Quizmaster. I'm not playing. I'll still be Quizmaster. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be very, very, very entertaining.
Okay, guys.
I'm taking it back to
I'm
school.
Excited.
Bet.
I'm taking it back to school. But guys, girls, everyone in between, this is the last top five ever. And it being the last top five ever, it comes with a Bollywood twist.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a Bollywood twist. I'm coming with presents today, with the hats, the gifts, and this is no longer a top five.
Ooh.
This is SNG Quiz 2023 trivia.
Oh my God.
This is going to be a question from each month of 2023. Okay. January to December, there'll be 12 questions. Each month has a point. So Ellis, you've got five, you can.
I could go up.
You could go up.
Mm. Oh,
so because you've got
no.
15, it doesn't matter, my bro.
Oh, it's just chatting.
You're just chat. I was letting you chat. You were overzealous.
Thank you.
No, don't do this.
That's your business.
Don't do this.
That's your
business. You should have told me that before we even started. Because
why would I?
I could have chatted shit.
Why would I?
And this guy hates stuff like that. So if he wins, even if he doesn't win, he's gonna be in my ear, man.
All of you, man, have a chance to re-up and knock Jimmy off the throne.
Okay.
Heart's
pounded.
And there is a prize for the winner.
Okay.
All right, say less.
Let's go.
The prize is a £500 gift voucher of your choice.
Jeez. Okay.
Of your choice, guys. I'm giving out gifts today, guys. It's merry, merry, merry.
Okay. Fucking motivated.
And it's vibes.
Holy
guys,
shit.
Play at home. Girls, play at home. Everyone in between, play at
home.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Let's go.
Remind us of the scores again, Ellis. 15 to Jimmy.
15, 11,
11, 5. So how it's going to work is I'm going to go from January to about May. You're going to write your answers down, boom, 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 boom. And then I'm going to give you the answers because there's not going to be enough space on your boards unless you want to do back and front. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ideally, I would have preferred you guys to swap boards so you guys don't cheat, but I have faith in all of you.
Yeah?
So are we ready?
Yes, sir.
So like I said, it's going to be S&G trivia.
Yep.
It's going to be normal trivia. So just
just
figure that shit out yourself.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
My bumhole. It's fold. You know when they do the ice cream churning?
Yeah.
And then the little thing there, it just folds in and in. That's my body.
Yeah, man.
Because
I knew you, man, would think, oh, easy, top five, last one, you've won, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't work like
that. I was ready to surf through this whole quiz.
It doesn't work like that whatsoever.
Okay. I'm livid.
Okay. January. How did Shakira find out PK was cheating on her? This happened in January. Think about it, we've spoken about this on the pod as well.
Yeah.
February. How many total views across TikTok, IG and YouTube shorts did the infamous "Do you miss me when I'm not around" video get?
Which platforms?
TikTok, IG and YouTube shorts all together. Obviously closest million, whatever, gets the point.
Oh my God. Good questions, man.
Yeah, really good.
Come on, Doug. We don't play around here. I told you I got something for all your asses. Pause. Locked? Everyone locked?
Yeah.
Yeah. March. So unfortunately this year we've had a lot of births, also a lot of deaths. Which English comedian drag queen, and TV presenter died of cardiac arrhythmia in March.
I can see his face in my head.
Yeah, I know the person. I don't know the name.
I want me to write the name, but I know exactly who he is.
Yeah. Are we all locked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. April. Which series released in April has two strangers whose involvement in a road rage incident escalates into a prolonged feud?
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Fuck. What's it called?
Again, we've spoken about this on the pod.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Shut
the fuck up.
Bro, I got a Gaza joke, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Oh no, what is it called?
I didn't watch it, but I know you spoke
What's
about
that silly thing called?
I didn't watch it.
You spoke about this on the show.
I remember.
Yeah, you spoke about it first, and then obviously you watched it afterwards.
I didn't watch it at all.
Bro, I can tell you the name of the cast. I can tell you how many episodes. I can tell you what platform. I can tell you, I can't remember what it's called.
Unfortunately, you don't get points for either of those.
I think I know that, which is even worse. I think I know the letter it starts with, and that's it. That's even worse.
Cool. May. In May, we were fortunate enough to gain an extra bank holiday due to the king. But what day was the king? What was King Charles's coronation?
Like the date?
The day. What day was it?
Day of the week.
Oh, no, sorry. The date. My bad. Yes, the date.
I don't care about them thing there.
Yeah, neither.
We all locked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to do June and then we're going to tally up the answers start again with July. Cool. Yeah? In order of earliest release, what movie dropped first? Okay. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, The Flash, or Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny?
Interesting. Good questions. I'm really struggling.
Yeah.
The game is literally the game now.
I've just gone with my gut.
We're locked?
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. January. Let's show our boards, please. So how did Shakira find out PK was cheating? Jimmy, what did you write?
I just wrote his sighting came to a match. You didn't let me finish my sentence before you said
You said the sighting. The sighting what came to a match?
Yeah.
No, wrong.
All right.
I wasn't sure. I just bought best friend.
Nope.
I think.
Tell me what you wrote, bro. Don't tell me what you think.
She clocked. Shakira clocked.
Tell me
something.
What did you write on your board?
The link touched the jam in the fridge.
The what?
The jam in the fridge.
A jar of strawberry jam.
Thank you. You're going to let me finish my sentence.
Yeah, but just say what's on this back and forth. Say what's on the board, my bro.
I was getting there, man.
Nah, you have to write. You have to read what you wrote.
I read what I wrote. It was right. I just wanted to just elaborate a bit. Is that okay?
No, clearly. We all said no, it's not.
Damn, all right. Damn. Fuck.
Cool. February.
Oh, I've charged this whole round, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How many total views did the infamous Do You Miss Me When I'm Not Around video get across TikTok, IG, and YouTube Shorts? Rem, what did you write?
35 mil.
Okay. Ellis?
I got 120.
120
That's
mil?
Across, yeah, but this is everything we're talking about.
And Jimmy?
I put 20 mil.
20 mil. The answer is 18.6 mil.
Fuck! I was going to write
way
20.
Off.
Fuck!
Way off, Ellis. Fuck. Overzealous.
Yeah, you were chatting Mr. Beast numbers. I rate it though, thank you.
I thought on TikTok, I could have sworn it had like 30 mil.
It's got 13.9.
Cool.
March. Which English comedian, drag queen, and TV presenter died of cardiac arrhythmia? Ellis, who did you put?
I didn't put any of him.
You charged it?
Yeah, literally, I just charged it, yeah.
Jimmy?
I don't even know if this guy's dead, but it's the only person I can think of. I put Eddie Izzard.
Cool. I get why you put that fair. Rem?
I wrote single name, Paul.
I'm going to give you the point. It's Paul O'Grady.
Yes!
Gang.
Knew
Paul
it!
Paul O'Grady.
Yes!
Fair play.
Fuck. Also, sorry, Eddie Izzard. I'm pretty sure you're not dead. That's the only person I can think of. Yeah.
He's really not dead.
I'm pretty sure he runs marathons every day.
I don't know about that. I just know he's not dead. Right. April.
Oh, this is ruining my day.
Which series released in April has two strangers whose involvement in a road rage incident escalates into a prolonged feud?
Come on, Ellis, what is it?
Ellis.
It is beef.
Let's go.
I'm so angry.
What did you write?
I wrote the letter B.
That doesn't count.
I told you.
Unfortunately.
I said to you.
And what did you write?
Nothing.
I knew it.
I'm really, really upset about that. Well played.
I knew it.
Really upset about that.
I knew it. I didn't watch it though. I didn't watch it.
Well played.
I remember it because it was shit.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah, that's exactly why I didn't watch it either.
Yeah, yeah. Saying that. Yeah.
Damn.
May. We had an extra bank holiday due to the King Charles's coronation. But what date was the coronation on? Jimmy, what date did you put?
I wrote the 18th.
Cool. Ellis?
I just put the 11th.
Cool.
10th.
I'll give it to the closest day. It was the 6th.
Yes!
Shit,
this guy's killing it, man.
It's hurting you a little bit, isn't it?
Of course it is. A lot.
Let's go.
A lot.
Let's go.
June. In order of earliest release, which movie dropped first? Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, The Flash, or Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny? Rem, what did you put?
Indiana Jones.
Ellis, what did you put?
I put Indiana Jones.
Jimmy, what did you put?
Indiana Jones.
Wrong, wrong,
fuck.
Wrong.
Mm.
The answer is Spider-Man. Came out on the 2nd. Transformers came out on the 9th. The Flash came out on the 15th. Indiana Jones came out on the 30th.
Damn. Right.
Cool. Okay.
So we're halfway through.
Rem got 3.
Yeah.
Ellis got 1, I got 1.
Yeah.
So that puts me on 17? 16.
16. Ready?
Ready.
July. This is a 2-pointer, by the way. There's going to be some of those sprinkled around. July. Very special month for us. We hit 2 milestones in July. Can you tell me the dates in which we hit 100K subs on Reacts and 1 million subs on the main channel? August. The Women's World Cup was hosted in Australia and New Zealand. Again, this is a 2-point question or a bonus point question. Which two nations were in the final? And for a bonus point, what was the score? September. The Log Cabin Tour wrapped up in September. Across leg 1 and leg 2, how many people have seen SNG live this year? October. We were fortunate enough to do a podcast run in America, going from London to LA, LA to London, and then LA to New York. And then New York back to London.
Mm.
Approximately, how many miles did we fly?
What's the fucking point, Fuad?
Oh,
what's the actual point? I was thinking these men weren't even there, so if I don't get this question right, I'm fucked it. But
this is why it's a game for everyone. I'm not selfish, bro.
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah,
with
literally,
something
I
don't
like even know how to estimate it.
Cool. We're going to go through some of the answers before I do November and December, and you'll understand why. Cool. Very special month, 2 milestones. Can you tell me the dates in which we hit 100K on Reacts and 1 million on the main? Again, like I said, closest dates win. So, Jimmy, can you give me the dates you put down for Reacts, please?
Reacts up at the 25th.
Ellis, the date for Reacts, please.
21st.
Rem, date for Reacts.
12th.
The answer was the 10th. Well played. And the date for 1 million subs, please. Rem, you can start.
I put that as 25th.
Ellis?
I thought it was before, so I put the 13th.
I thought it was before and I put the 10th.
I thought it was a mil and then Reacts.
You put the 10th. The answer actually is the 19th. Closest person is, you're both 6 days apart. You put the 13th, right?
I put 13th.
And you put the 25th. Deuces.
Okay.
Ellis and Rem have the point. You're losing this game.
You think I don't know that?
I know, sorry, G. It hurts. Right, August. The Women's World Cup was hosted in Australia and New Zealand. Which two nations were in the final? Ellis.
I'll just put UK and Germany. I had no idea. I don't watch it.
Cool. Rem.
No clue.
I've put England, Spain, and 1-0 to England.
Cool.
I put England, Brazil, 2-1.
To who?
Doesn't matter. He said what the score is.
No, it's a bonus point, right?
He says a bonus point if you get the score.
Yeah.
He didn't say who's
yeah, to be fair, it doesn't matter.
I'm pretty sure England won though, right?
About to find out.
Yeah, the answer is Spain versus England.
Oh.
And it was 1-0.
Well played.
2 points.
Yeah. Lionesses, I remember. They were doing a mad thing. Yeah. Big up Lionesses, by the way.
Let's go. September. World Cabin Tour wrapped up in September across leg one and leg two. How many people have seen SNG live this year? Ellis, give me your number, please.
I'm not confident about this now. 5,000.
5,000. Rem, give me your number, please.
4,900.
Jimmy, give me your number, please.
I put 7,500.
And the closest, well, the answer is 5,000.
Ellis.
950. Ellis, you were the closest.
Okay, GG's.
I thought 5,000 was really low. When I put it down, I was like, that seems fucking low. We did.
No, there was
six.
There's six shows. I did 1,000 people per six shows, and then Bristol was a smaller one. That's how I did it.
Mm. Yeah.
That's fair. Exactly how I did it.
I hear it.
Yeah, I remember Bristol being smaller, and I calculated that.
Cool. October. We went from London to LA, LA to New York, and then New York back to London. How many miles did we approximately fly, James?
11,000.
Ellis?
That's what, 20,000.
Rem?
6,275.
Dick,
6,275.
Jesus.
The answer is five digits. Unfortunately, Rem, that means you're out.
But
so it's down to you two.
Okay.
I've lost the game, so I don't care anymore. Just say the answer.
The answer is 11,351.
Come on.
Wipe your boards clean, please, guys. Wipe your boards clean. We move on to November and December. I would advise you write November on one side, flip it, and write December on the other side. I'm going to say the question twice.
Yeah.
Before I do what I need to do. Yeah?
Okay. Okay.
November. Drake surprise dropped for all the dogs, Scary Hours. In 1 minute, can you write as many songs as you can?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
From Scary Hours 3?
From Scary Hours for all the dogs. There are 29 songs.
Put me on that one, that's it.
Your time starts now. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, pens down, please, gents.
That was fucking stressful. I fucked that, you know.
Pens down, please, gents.
Bottled it, man.
December, flip your boards, please.
Wow, reading like that.
That was tough.
Fuck's sake.
End of the year, they always do a person of the year. So who was this year's Time Person of the Year? Cool. Yeah. We are going to start with December before we go on November.
Oh, okay.
So, the Time Person of the Year was T-Swizzy, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You wrote Taylor Swift. Who did you write?
Tom Holland.
Fair. Who did you write?
First wrote Pop
Stormzy.
Stormzy, Taylor Swift.
It was on the cover of something, but it wasn't.
It was
that.
GQ.
GQ.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
It was GQ. First British,
yeah.
Black British, I was going to say comedian, rapper. Cool. November, For All The Dogs, Scary Hours. I'm going to pull up the discography.
The stress of that really got to me, you know?
I could tell.
My mind went blank.
I could tell. That's the whole point, geez.
Well played.
I'll try my best, man. Remski, can you name me the tracks you have written down, please?
First Person Shooter Mode.
Cool. One.
That's it.
You wrote one?
Yeah.
Say less. Ellis.
Fucking talking. Couldn't concentrate and I blanked.
Jeez. I did 8 a.m. in Charlotte.
Let's go.
And Daylight. Yeah, the only ones I know.
Cool.
Daylight, I don't even know what that one is.
Yeah.
The one with his kid.
With his kid.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what did you write down?
Tried our best.
Yes.
8 a.m. in Charlotte.
Yes.
7969.
Yes.
Polar opposites.
Fuck. Yes.
You broke my heart.
Yes.
Wick man.
Yes.
First person shooter.
Wow. Yes. Cool. So flagging wise, there was Virginia Beach, Amen, Calling for You, Fear of Heights, Daylight, First Person Shooter, I Don't Give a Fuck, 7969, Slime You Out.
Slime You Out, man. How did I not write that one?
Bahamas Promises, Screw the World Interlude, Drew Picasso, Members Only, What Would Pluto Do?
What would Pluto do? Members Only, how did I don't... Oh, bro.
Banger, All the Parties, 8am in Charlotte, BBL Love, Gently with Bad Bunny, Rich Baby Daddy with Sexy Red and SZA, Another Late Night, Away From Home, Polar Opposites, Red Button.
Red Button, bro.
Banger.
I wrote red and scratched it out because I couldn't think of the second word. Fuck my life.
Stories About My Brother, The Shoe Fits, Wick Man. None of you wrote Evil Ways, which is crazy. Evil,
no, I couldn't think of it, bro.
Evil Ways and You Broke My Heart. And that concludes S&G quiz of 2023.
Well done, Fuad.
Can you please remind me of the scores prior to this game?
It was 15.
Yep.
11, 5.
So 15, 11 for Rem.
Yep.
And 5. So
that sucked.
In third place, Bronzino, with a total of 10 points for 2023, is Ellis.
Yes. Well played.
Oh, by myself, yeah.
GG's, Ellis. GG's, fam. GG's, GG's.
Sorry. Well done, Ellis, bro.
I was busy.
Sorry, bro.
I was busy doing what I needed to do.
Sorry, bro.
Fuck, man.
The Drake question changed.
Yeah.
It changed a lot. Fuck. Some were up, some were down, some were sideways. Pause. In second place had a total of 18 points. And first place had a total of 25 points. And in first place, can we get a drum roll, please? James.
Damn.
Well played, guys. That wraps up S&G quiz of 2023, aka
Rem was
top five.
This close
literally
to winning.
This close.
If it wasn't for the Drake question,
oh,
you would have won.
Oh, man. I know.
You wouldn't have won.
You think I haven't been telling my own fucking scores?
Yeah, dude.
No more top five. No more S&G quiz until this time next year. This time next year, we'll do a 2024 quiz.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you meant we ain't quizzing again till
No, we're quizzing again next week.
Oh, all right, bet.
£500 voucher of your choice. You'll let me know at the end of the day, sir, and it will get sorted.
Gang, thank you, bro. Appreciate you guys. I just want to thank some people, innit?
Tonight's your night. The time is now.
Right, guys, I just want to take a second to thank, first of all, my competitors.
Yeah.
Rem and Ellis. They've kept me on my toes all year.
Yeah.
It's been tough. And I've there's been certain occasions I've really had to dig deep.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't be the man I am without them.
Yeah.
So again, I just want to thank them. I want to thank my quiz master, my amigo, my best friend, my comrade, Fire Lord Fwakes.
Come on.
For really pushing me to my limits. There's certain things I didn't know I could achieve.
Mm.
And you put me in a position where I had no way but to level up.
Okay.
And then that's what I did. When push came to shove, I leveled up.
Mm.
I also want to thank Drake. Without Drake, I wouldn't be here. And that's on God.
Without Drake, he wouldn't be here.
Without Drake, I wouldn't be here. Yeah. So, bro, you know what you mean to me, bro. Mm. So thank you for that. And I'm very, very excited for the new segment next year.
As you all should be.
Because that was fantastic. I can't believe that was the question that did it.
Mm.
Because I charged it.
Yeah.
Soon as we'd hit that England match with the double pointer again, I was up charged. The whole thing.
And you got them both as well.
Mm, thank you for that. Yeah. And then moving on, before we get into the juicy segments, we're going to do Secret Santa, no?
We are going to do Secret Santa. Oh, you man got it wrapped up and everything. Jesus.
Oh, you did wrapping paper?
Yeah, bro.
You man are.
We care.
We do actually care.
You actually put the effort in.
I appreciate you caring.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's okay.
Even if you do have me as your Secret Santa or not, the effort is evident. Exactly. So, GG's, fam.
Thank you.
Whatever, guys.
Thank you.
Literally.
Whatever. Right. Mine is in an Amazon pack because I just got it delivered today. My Secret Santa was James. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Tell us the truth. You got the winter blues?
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
No way.
The reason why I chose this gift is because, one, we're chefs within our right. And two, the streets have been asking for you to show your titties for a year and a half now. So I thought I'd just combine the two.
Okay.
Chefing and titties.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I think I know what it is.
So there you go. By the way, if you're listening on audio, stop it, pause it, run to YouTube, play.
Oh, gang. It's better than I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
I assumed it was an apron, but I thought I was actually going to have to get my titties out. I thought it was dips, which I wouldn't be mad at. I'd do it if I had to do it. Fio's got me a sexy and funny apron with a very muscular gentleman's physique on the front.
Let's go.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
it's
that,
all
man.
Good, man.
That, nice, I really nice. Appreciate that.
It's all good.
That's gang.
Nice. Calm.
Okay, cool. Well, since yours was me, I'll go next. I cheated on this one a little bit.
How can you
so
cheat?
So obviously our thing was a £10 limit. I didn't, basically I already owned the item that I'm gifting.
Okay.
It cost a lot more than £10.
Okay.
But I didn't buy it. For this, fair. I already owned it.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Man's doing up Michael Scott with an iPod.
Yeah!
So, yeah. Christmas swaps.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's Christmas swaps.
I'm sorry. Right, so my Secret Santa was Ellis.
Gang.
Okay.
So, over the last few weeks, or maybe a couple of months now, me and Ellis have been talking very much about this one content creator that we like a lot. Mm-hmm. Casey Neistat.
Who?
Casey Neistat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, me and Ellis like Casey Neistat. And Casey Neistat has one very specific look that's very him. And he owns a very specific pair of Ray-Bans that he always scratches up and fucks them up to make him look like him. So I thought about this because I actually own those pair of Ray-Bans and I've never worn them. So I thought a good gift would be to give these to Ellis.
No come way, on. That's an amazing present. That's an amazing present. Thank you,
that's
mate.
Slightly different, which is probably better. I have the brown ones instead of the black ones, but these are the exact style that he wears.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. Thank
here you go,
so
bro.
Much, dude.
You're welcome.
Thank you, man.
Let's go.
That's a cool present, man.
Jesus.
Thank you, man.
Right, Ellis, you're up.
Cool. So,
it's actually working out pretty well.
Yeah, it actually is.
My Secret Santa was Rem.
Nice.
Elsewhere?
I got something related to what we all talk about, you three more than everyone, but yeah, we all talk about it, especially on the pod and stuff, and it's related to that. So I'm gonna hand it over, you can unwrap it.
Okay, thank you, bro.
Let's see.
I'm hoping it's the right one.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, it is, fam.
Okay.
I don't have this one yet either. Yeah, this
because
is lit.
I didn't want to. So it's a Naruto.
Kakashi. Let's go.
I didn't want to get Naruto because it's too like main.
Okay.
And then I was like, cool. I'm pretty sure I've heard him talk about this character.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah, I got that.
Nice, man.
Thank you,
come on, man.
Thank you.
Nice.
You
know wow, what? We're actually friends.
Oh, no,
we're friends.
Come on, man.
Let's go.
That's nice. Sick,
okay.
Kakashi. Who did you get?
So I got Fuhad. And this gift, I haven't breached
the limit, like you said, but this is something from home.
Okay.
Something from home that I already had too many of.
Okay.
So when we first met,
It was making my heartbeat. When we first met, we first met 2009.
Way back when we first met, it was me and James had already connected over anime.
Yes.
And you were just like, you man are just such neeks.
Fucking
like,
children.
Yeah, you're such babies. Grow the fuck up. Mm. And we were like, bro, just try anime. Like you'll love it. You won't regret it. And I'm pretty sure that actually was Naruto, because was it Naruto that we spoke about first?
That we spoke about first, or that he watched first?
Not that he watched first.
It was Naruto that we're talking about first.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it was your headbands.
I had
the
headbands up in my room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the fuck is that?
I remember that. Yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, anime, it was always Naruto and Bleach that I recall that were the first two that I would have definitely been speaking about when we first met. Anyways, so I already had a copy of this and I thought it would look cool in your house and you might appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. I'll come to you now.
In your new place, you can just add it to...
Come on, man.
Add it to your bookshelf.
Let's go. Volume one as
volume
well.
Volume one.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Start of a collection there for your bookshelf. And
come on, dog.
Volume one manga.
Clean, dog.
That is... That's going to be worth something.
That is going to be worth something.
Yeah.
Thank you, G.
That's cool, bro.
That's really cool.
Oh, wow, I've actually never looked at a manga in my life.
I thought that as well, actually. I know we watch it a lot, but...
Do we not have some right here?
Yeah, but I've never opened any.
Yeah. Actually looking into manga.
It's clean.
Yeah, bro. So...
Thank you, bro. Yeah. I appreciate it so much.
That's sick.
We're the best of friends.
We are the best of friends. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's so wholesome.
That was very wholesome.
Giving me energy, man.
That's very wholesome, sick, guys. Hope you guys have friends like us.
Facts. If you don't, step up.
Facts.
Right, Rem, can we go into trash news next, please?
Yes, can indeed. So, woman donates kidney to boss, then gets fired for taking too long to recover.
That's raw.
It's peak.
That's HR.
Yeah, that's a whole HR kerfuffle. Debbie Stevens, a 47-year-old woman from Long Island, claims she was fired from her job at Atlantic Automotive Group after donating a kidney to her boss, Jackie Brucia. Stevens filed a complaint with the New York State Human Rights Commission, alleging she was mistreated and fired after the woman got what she wanted. Stevens hired an assistant by Brucia in 2009, donated her kidney to a stranger to help Brucia move up the organ donor list. Despite not being the best match, Stevens underwent surgery in August 2011. Upon her return to work, Stevens alleged mistreatment including screaming, demotion, and relocating to a dealership far from home. Stevens consulted a psychiatrist, and after her attorneys sent a letter to Atlantic Automotive Group, she was fired within a week.
Jesus. Upon returning to work, Stevens alleged mistreatment included screaming.
I don't know what that means.
Scream is crazy.
That made me stutter.
Made me stutter, bro.
I'm bare confused. Who did she donate the kidney to?
It says
a stranger in the description.
I'm guessing at the time it happened, they were strangers.
Okay.
So I had an assistant in 2009, donated her kidney to a stranger to help Brucia move up the... Yeah, that's confusing as hell.
After donating a kidney to her boss, Jackie Brucia. So she donated it to a stranger to help Brucia move up the donor list. Okay. That's not making any sense. Okay, let's just say she donated it. She took too long to recover. And then when she came back, the boss just started screaming in her face and then relocated her.
So she didn't donate it to the boss whatsoever.
I'm confused. Did she donate it to the boss?
She didn't donate it to the boss. So with donor list, there's an actual list. You have to be next.
So she gave hers to a stranger on the list.
So the boss could go up the list. So it kind of worked hand in hand for the boss, but the boss was pissed that she took too long to recover to come back to work.
From giving it to someone else.
So the boss hasn't even had this new kidney yet, I'm assuming.
According to this, we don't know.
This sounds too crazy.
We wouldn't know.
Let's read the comments, please, because it doesn't make any sense.
Comments are talking about suing to what the boss, what she should do to the boss because of her dismissal. Nothing to do with who the ones that I've read, nothing to do with who the actual
recipient was.
There you go.
But she didn't donate it to her boss. She donated it to someone else after they confirmed she wasn't a match. Oh, so she wanted to donate it for her boss.
Oh.
And then she wasn't a match, so she donated it to a stranger.
To, so which would have the then bumped the her yeah, boss
which then bumped the boss up.
Wow.
That's still savagery from the boss,
this whole thing
like,
is mad, bro.
Wow. Given it,
if you know that your employee is donated under the... in an attempt to match with yourself, and just so happened it didn't match, you've had to donate to somebody else, that in turn has bumped you up the donation list, and then you still fired her because
she's getting all the money.
Long, yeah, that's a HR nightmare.
Yeah,
give me all that P. Give me
facts. Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Facts.
That's crazy. Damn. Don't do that.
I've got nothing else to say about that. That's just horrible.
That's horrible. It's
peak. Hopefully she's doing okay.
Yeah, facts, man. Also, I'm not donating my kidneys to anyone, by
factual.
The way. That fucks you. Jesus.
Yeah, I need two, man.
I have something.
All right.
So, this is literally just a tiny little, not even a thread, just like a tiny little post that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, what's your deepest, darkest secret?
Okay.
Okay. One guy just said one random confession and left it there. I've got one. Oh, a confession and it's done.
Your deepest, darkest secret.
What's your deepest, darkest secret?
Okay.
So, the reply. I have a girlfriend who is a police officer. When she misses me, she just comes to arrest me in the presence of my wife and takes me away. Then she brings me back the next day and tells my wife, we are not done yet with the investigation. I'll pick him up anytime we want more from him. And my innocent wife will always say, madam, God bless you for handling my husband's case with such care. I will make sure he's available anytime you need.
Wow. Wow.
Bro.
The plot of that is thick. Wow.
Brother.
That is intuitive for her.
Fam.
Wow.
First of all, let me just clear the slate.
Yeah.
That's evil. That I've never heard evil like
that's
it.
That's crazy.
Devil's ad?
Sexy.
Yeah. My mouth would water. Every time that uniform pops up on my door, my mouth would salivate.
Rock solid.
We're going to take him anytime we need him.
Until we find all the evidence we need. Yeah.
I don't know, and I'm just like, again,
I'm off again. Hold the fort down. Yeah. I'll be back soon.
Maybe I'll be back as soon as I can.
Damn, bro.
And they can't keep doing this.
They're just working stuff out. That's raunchy.
Oh, that's too crazy.
That's raunchy and crazy and like, that's also an abuse of power.
Yeah, oh, wow. Tell me about
it. Deep to it. That's an abuse of power.
I don't know how she keeps writing these reports.
Mm.
And what's the risk that one day the wife's just gonna bop down to the station?
Right, like, my husband's been here for like nine times in a month.
Yeah.
Wagwan.
Let me bring him some food.
Wagwan.
He hasn't slept, his back's killing him.
Where's the person handling the case?
And then, and the lady behind the desk like, what are you
talking about? Your husband's never stepped foot in here. It will all come crumbling down.
She's losing her job.
All right.
He's losing his house.
Right.
Yeah, it's all long. And then the dread thing is once the curtain falls on all that, the sexiness is gone.
Done, because the whole facade was what was sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole game was what sexy.
Yeah.
As soon as this all come out and you try and chat to me with your jobless ass.
Yeah. I don't want you.
Yeah, what are you on about?
I actually don't want you.
You took everything from me.
Facts. You should be arrested. You should be arrested, man. It's some old bullshit.
You should be arrested.
Facts. Facts.
I see you for what you are. Outside of that uniform, I see you're just a crazy woman, man. Leave
pagan.
Me alone.
Absolute pagan.
Let me try and get my wife back.
Facts, bro.
Oh, men are pathetic.
That is a confession.
That's a confession. The dread thing is, man put laughing faces after he told the story. Laughing faces.
Damn, man.
She picks me up whenever.
Damn, man.
She said, madam, God bless you for handling with such care.
See, that would break me.
That's when I snap the
Yeah,
the
babe,
comfort.
It's all a ruse.
Yeah.
It's all a ruse, babe. It's all a ruse. I'm sorry.
Because I know she's going to go upstairs and pray.
Yeah.
I know she's going straight upstairs to pray.
Candles lit. Facts, bro.
Yeah. Oh, babe, baby, please.
I'll squeeze her, babe. Stop.
Yeah, stop. Oh, Usher, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
Oh.
She picked me up one day, one thing led to another.
And here we are.
Here we go. It's all a ruse, man. Oh, get your hands off me.
Fat. Fat.
Yeah, get your fucking hands off me.
Unshackle me now. Yeah. Unshackle me.
Get your fucking hands off me.
Harlot.
Oh, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Oh, my God.
You're not an officer of the law.
Facts.
Oh, God.
You're a swindler.
Swindler.
You're a fucking swindler. Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Some of these men are inventive.
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Wow, that was a good one. That was a really good one.
So you got a review for us, no?
I do. Rem, can you please pull up? I'm pretty sure everyone's either seen this or spoken about this or seen this on socials. Leave the World Behind.
Ah, I've heard mixy mix reviews, so I'm intrigued to hear your take.
So, Leave the World Behind is a star...
All-star cast!
...studded cast of actors.
Jeez
Louise!
It's a
really good movie. Judah Roberts,
where's she been?
Ethan Hawke. I can't even know how to pronounce his name. Mahershala Ali. Kevin Bacon. Yeah, there's people in this movie. When I say... This movie had me locked in from the jump.
Swear.
And also, props to the fucking director. Sam Esmail, director. Mm. If and when you watch it, you'll understand why I've said this. So, this movie is about a family that have rented out. So, Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke are a couple with kids. They've rented out Airbnb because they want to. They just want a holiday. They've gone to, I can't remember where it is. It's an island. I think it could be Manhattan. I could be wrong. But it's an island S type thing. They're away from the city and they've rented out a yard.
Mm.
A yard. They're having fun, doing whatever, this, that, and the other. They get a knock on the door. It's Mr. Ali and his daughter. So Mr. Ali and Ruth. Daughter, they knock on the door saying, oh, unfortunately, we had to come back, this, that, and the other. And the wife of Julia Roberts is like, who the fuck are you guys?
Come back.
So they've gone back to the yard, saying they're knocking on the door saying, I'm sorry to disturb you guys. They've pulled up in a Rolls Royce, by the way. Rolls Royce suit and everything. So they wanted to go to a a theater show or whatever. So they've all fancy dressed up. They've come back to the yard, knocked on the door. Julia Roberts answers like, yo, who the fuck are you? Like, we've rented this yard out for the weekend or whatever. You man are saying this is your yard. I don't believe you. Obviously, race play comes into action. But they don't talk about it. They don't say it, but it's insinuated.
Julia's insinuating that they can't own this yard?
There's no way you man can own this yard. Oh, it's insinuated.
Even though they pulled up on a Rolls?
It's insinuated.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth for about a good 10 minutes, like throughout different scenes, obviously. And then weird shit starts to happen, bro. So they start hearing random noises. They start seeing deer and animal migrate from different places, from one place to another. And they're thinking, what's actually going on? But all of them aren't seeing the same things at the same time. Mm. The daughter sees the migration of some deer. The brother gets infected by some poisoning in a forest. The dad tries to drive out to see Wagwan is happening in this area because he can't. Oh, bearing in mind, there's no connection. There's no phone activity, no phone service, nothing. So they don't even know what is happening and why it's happening. And the guys come back saying, I'm going to have to stay here for the night and we're going to figure shit out in the morning. Long story short, they stay in the basement, race play all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. staying in the basement, Ruth pissed, absolutely pissed. She's like, in our own yard, we're staying in the basement. Like, what the fuck is this all about kind of thing? Next day now, this is when they start seeing like the herd of migration. They start hearing all these noises. The dad, Ethan Hawke, drives out into town to try and like speak to anyone because they've got no phone service. They're trying to figure out what's happening. He's driving, he drives for ages and sees no one. He's then driving back. He sees some bottom left, Vanessa, he sees her, a Spanish lady, banging on his window, screaming and just spitting Spanish.
Oh God.
And he is petrified. He doesn't know Wagwan. And she's in a state of fear, absolute fear, like please don't go kind of thing. You don't know what she's saying, but it's clear like, please let me in the car and let's dip together.
Oh, God. Okay.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I don't see Spanish. Winds up the window and peels off.
Oh, facts.
Peels off.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, he starts seeing a plane coming closer and closer towards him and starts dropping these red leaflets. And he's thinking, what is going on?
I see that.
He's speeding off.
Yeah, that was that
And then me. You see on the windshield, it just covers in red and changes scene. And he doesn't know what's going on. It goes back to like the yard and stuff. Julia Roberts remembers going to the supermarket and seeing Kevin Bacon. He's got like a hood on, everything. Like he's kind of one of those people that prepares for doomsday shit.
Yeah.
And she remembers. Oh, I remember seeing a guy buying bare water, and I don't know why. His name is Mr. Ali. I can't remember. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but his name is George in the show, in the movie. So he's saying, George was saying, ah, that must be Danny. I know where he lives. Let me go find out Wagwan. Long story short, it's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a cyber attack. But the reason why I say it's up and down is because the movie is amazing up until the end.
Mm.
I could have watched another hour and a half of this. And bearing in mind, it's 2:20.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's 2:20 and I was locked in. And where and when it cuts off, you want to flip the fucking table. It starts off amazing, continues amazing. Direction, acting, everything amazing until the end.
Okay, fair.
And you're like, what the actual fuck have I just watched? And why has it ended like this?
Ending's everything in it.
There are so many unanswered questions. So many.
It's not teasing a part two, or it's just...
It doesn't look like it. It's also
okay.
Produced by random Barack and Michelle Obama. You can tell by the music in the movie.
Interesting.
Random.
That is random.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
And that, sorry to cut you off. That also kind of, because of the kind of movie it is, well, like I said, cyber attack type of thing, it kind of plays into the fact that, oh, maybe Obama's no son. Do you see what I'm saying? Because they produced it.
I get you.
But yeah, okay. I would definitely recommend watching it because it's a really good movie, bar the ending. Yeah, and the director did what he had to do in that movie.
Okay, gang. Yeah. All right, I'll have a look.
Yeah.
Right, you've got a question for the team, yeah?
I do have a question for the team. Guys, so the question is, if you could manage anybody in the world, who would it be and why?
Be someone's manager.
The reason why I asked this question was because I was watching, there's a Kevin Hart and Chris Rock documentary on Netflix called Rock Hard, I believe. Or that was the name of their show. They were doing like a 4-date tour ending up in Madison Square Garden. And they spoke about Chris Rock's childhood and his life growing up. And they talk about Kevin Hart's childhood and life growing up. And they were both at Madison Square Garden or whatever. And I saw Chris Rock's manager. And he had a little spiel or whatever, you know, like a documentary style. I was thinking, from rags to riches, bro, you must make money.
Yeah, facts.
You must make money as his manager.
Facts. Interesting. Okay. If I could be anyone's manager, who would it be? Because I would like to pick someone who's like on the up and up so that I can follow the journey as opposed to someone who just makes cake.
Mm.
That's just an easy dub. Who am I actually impressed by and who would I really, really, really like? And who's not going to give me problems?
That's the thing.
Because when they get cancelled, it's
long.
Charged.
Yeah.
Do you know who I think would be cool to manage, actually?
Who?
I think Lil Dicky would be fun to manage.
Why?
Because he's talented.
Mm-hmm. He is.
He's very talented. He's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's very articulate.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a smart guy who really knows what he's doing.
Yep.
And granted, I would be the kind of manager in his ear, like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Album, mm-hmm. please, I need money.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to do things at his own pace.
Yeah.
And like, obviously like the show Dave is like smash hit.
Mm-hmm.
His music bangs. And I just think like, it would be nice to sit with him in like the war room and be like, him just be like, I want to do something in 2024. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Let's like put our heads together and think of something really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think like he's enough of like a talented person that you could think of anything and it would bang. It would really, really, really bang. So yeah, I'd say Lil Dicky I would like to manage.
Cool. Fair. Ellis.
That's a good one, to be fair. He'd give you a lot of problems and he'd be hard to manage.
Yeah.
But Ricky Gervais.
Oh, God, wouldn't he just?
He'd be fucking difficult, especially Golden Globes and stuff like that. But I just think it'd be so funny. Because he's got that nice mix of like, I was a massive fan of him anyway, but he's got that nice mix of like funny, but he's also really deep.
Mm.
So you could have like proper deep convos with him as well. But yeah, I think that'd be so funny.
Fair enough.
I think it'd be funny.
Damn. Rem?
I think I would have a great time managing skateboarder Nyjah Houston.
Okay.
Fair.
I used to play a loads of, like Tony Hawk's games.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking hell, like, Tony Hawk's, yeah. PS2
playing
days.
All the time. And I remember seeing him for the first time on Tony Hawk's like Project 8. I've just Googled it.
Mm. He had dreads, right?
He had dreads.
He was like 10 years old.
Exactly. He was this new kid on the scene, dreads, murking the ting.
Yeah.
Literally a kid.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, obviously he's one of the characters that you could use. And I was thinking, like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Anyways, years have gone by, fam. He's killed X Games, gold, gold. And he's just, like, he's one of the best skateboarders of our generation right now. And, yeah, I just think that kind of, I don't know, I always assume the skate kind of extreme sports lifestyle is a cool one. And them man just want to, they just literally want to do their sport and just grind. No pun intended.
Yeah.
They just want to, yeah, that's just graft, bro. And I just feel like, yeah, it would be cool to see him and work with him in real life.
Yeah.
Having already seen him on a video game when he was 10 years old and killing it back then as well. So yeah, I think that'd be quite cool.
That would be fucking cool.
Nice. Yours?
My answer would be, I changed my answer actually. Originally, when I asked myself this question, I thought LeBron James because it's an easy bag.
The easiest.
After hearing you man's answers, my answer is Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. Mm. I think he is a multifaceted genius.
Yeah.
And I feel like any conversation, even though I would be his manager, I'd feel like every conversation I would have with him, I would come out smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just feels like, it seems as if he's tapped into everything.
Facts.
Everything and everyone. Comedian, actor, musician, producer, director. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows his niche, he knows his lanes, and he's not afraid to branch out.
Yeah.
And he's just, touch wood, just seems uncancellable. Do you know what I mean? He just knows what he's doing. So yeah, my answer is Donald Glover.
Fair play.
That's good.
He'd give you a ball like trying to get him to do anything.
I'd
say the same as like Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd wait 2 years and he ain't done shit.
Yeah, I hear that, but it's one of them ones where, because I've been managing for so long, I would believe in him.
We're talking about product. From jump? You're not meeting him tomorrow and start managing him?
No, I'm talking about from jump.
Oh, from jump. Yeah, you're gassed.
Yeah.
Fair play, okay, gang. All right, bet, that was a very good one. I like that one. Right, to finish off, I have a little thread.
Okay, cool.
So this is a cute little thread that someone sent me. It says, state your age, and something you can't do.
Okay.
So it starts off, like this is how they started. Like, you know when they're like, I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
So state your age and something you can't do. I'm 33 and can't swallow pills.
Okay.
Which is hilarious to me because it took me years to get to like swallow pills. And my technique now is butters. I have to put it in my mouth, then drop the pill in, water
so
in my mouth.
Water
pill.
Water
swill and water.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm a pussy. Right. And then just the comments kept going.
Cool.
I'm 42 and I can't take it anymore.
Fair enough.
Oh. Bro, I'm 42 and I can't take it anymore.
Fair enough.
Bro, I'm 46 and I can't bend down without a plan how to get up. Bro.
Plan on how to get up.
Facts.
Yo.
Bro, you drop your phone and you're thinking, I'ma get it, but.
But, yeah.
Yeah, where's the table to lean on to get up? Where? Oh, that's long.
Oh, the amount of times I've like, for example, something has rolled under the sofa and you like lay flat and then you do that one knee.
And you
push off that knee and it's like, I'm old. I'm old. Ellis, I know you don't have this problem, but I'm old, bro.
Ellis does burpees. That's those burpees, bro. Oh my God, right. I'm 47 and I can't stop, won't stop.
Let's go. Can't stop, won't stop. Let's go, that's jokes.
Right. I'm 40 and I still can't believe it's not but.
Genius, yes.
Bro,
yes,
it's
yes,
good.
Yes.
Right. I'm 38, this is me. I'm 38 and can't stop being tired.
Facts, that's me too.
I live tired,
factual.
You man. Live.
Factual.
Wake up. Day, night, everything. Tired. Always tired.
Factual.
Oh, I'm 39 and I can't just eat one chip. I'm 24. I'm 24 and I still can't leave after all he's done.
That's manipulation. That's manipulation.
Bro!
Still can't leave after all he's done. Darling, he's in his back pocket.
Oh, wrapped around his pinky.
Jesus Christ.
Crazy. This one is also me, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm 18 and still can't make a better signature than the one I did when I was 5.
But! Wow!
Bro, do you know how many times I've tried?
Bro, on everything I love, I think I was re-practicing my signature last month.
Yeah, fam.
And it was dog shit.
I saw a TikTok that made it look easy.
Is it the TikTok where they say, this is a nice way to write letter F?
Yes.
Right, that's where
and
it looks clean.
It looks juicy.
No, bro, I did the F and I was like, I could do this. My current signature's on everything. And it's just-
Fam, I did my signature to someone the other day and they said,
Show me your signature.
No,
please. Come on. Not the camera, just please write it. Please write it.
We'll say R2.
Please, everyone write their signature. Please, we have to. Whiteboard it, please. Mine is horrendous.
Mine
doesn't make sense.
Mine doesn't make sense. Mine just circles. Oh God.
You ready?
Yeah.
Show me, show me yours.
That's not bad actually.
It's pretty shit.
No, it looks like, it looks like.
It kind of looks like an Ellis.
Yeah, it looks.
Sick. Yeah.
It looks like a designer's kind of thing.
Hey!
Shock.
That looks clean.
It does look clean.
I take pride in my signature, I ain't gonna lie.
Wow. Fair play.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks Arabic.
What?
That looks brazy.
That's
literally my signature.
I'm sure on certain templates that looks nice though.
That's my signature, bro.
I think in blue that looks slap.
This is like.
Wait, did you say in blue it would slap?
Yeah.
He's a twat. This is. So my actual signature that I've got on my license plate is this.
On your license plate?
My license plate. It's my driver's license.
I'm thinking this guy's Kate. Signature is license plate.
So it's like Fuhad with like some swirly thing over
wham,
top.
Wham, I like that one.
Over the top, but I shortened it, removed the Fuhad and just did the swirl thing.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's like half.
Ah,
what's okay, yeah.
So we are doing cameras because you promised me we wouldn't.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I was showing the fandom.
All right, cool. So that's my one there.
Jid.
So I can explain.
I don't mind that, to be fair.
Do you not mind it?
I like the J.
Yeah, so it is J.
Yeah.
The J goes into P and then a separate D. JPD, my initials.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see it now.
Yeah.
It looks like tap.
Yeah. It does. It looks like Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
It looks like,
a logo.
Cool.
But yeah, that's my signature.
Those are my signatures.
I seen a juicy one on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where it's like signatures if your name starts with J.
Yeah.
And I seen it and I was like, I need to learn that.
My F. She wrote it like, well, something like this.
Calligraphy is a skill, man.
Yeah.
Mm. It started off something like this, and I was like, there was something else after it, but I just couldn't do this naturally. That's the F.
Oh.
That's the F.
Oh.
It looks clean.
It does.
Mm. And then just like bullshit at the end.
Yeah.
I ain't changing it.
Fair.
It's, what's the word? It's muscle memory now.
Yeah. It's facts, bro.
It's muscle memory.
It would take me so long to change it.
Yeah. I've been doing this for decades.
Oh, I'm 68. And can't let my foot hang off the bed because someone's gonna grab it.
Oh, God.
Bro?
Oh, God. The fear.
The fear is. Fear. It took me years to get out of that, you know?
The fear.
Years to get out of that.
Someone's gonna grab it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right, guys, that's been our Christmas episode.
Tremendous episode.
It feels like a long one. I'm not gonna lie to you, man.
Pause.
I thought that. Yeah. Pause indeed.
Wow.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much. Enjoy your Christmas.
Facts.
Embrace your loved ones.
Facts.
And. Short plug. Next episode, we are doing a January challenge.
Oh yeah.
We're not doing it, but we're gonna start it.
Okay.
It's gonna be easy, I already know what it's gonna be.
Okay.
But I'll go through the details of the next episode, okay?
Cool.
We're all gonna participate.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
participate.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
All right. So guys at home, nice. I hope you guys participate with us.
Gang.
It's going to be really, really, really good. And the price for that one, like we said, is a bag.
Yeah, you did say it's a bag. Yeah. Cool.
Right, guys. Love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.